Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief, a campaign faux pas for Republican Nikki Haley, who declined to say that slavery caused the Civil War when asked about it by a voter in Berlin, New Hampshire last night.
I mean, I think it always comes down to the role of government and what the rights of the people are.
Colorado's GOP appeals the state Supreme Court decision to keep Donald Trump off the primary ballot because of his role in the Capitol insurrection. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Two distinct parties materialized who would seek an appeal to the Supreme Court. First, Donald Trump, but also the citizens from Colorado who would want to vote for him.
New York Mayor Eric Adams says other states need to stop sending busloads of migrants there without notice.
The federal government must take responsibility and lead on this humanitarian crisis instead of leaving it for cities and localities to handle.
Adams requires at least 32 hours notice before migrant buses arrive in New York. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl is dead after a short illness. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
He also helped grow the Kohl's grocery and department store chains. He was the former longtime owner of the Milwaukee Bucks. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad says he plans to file a petition today with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try to keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. Other states like Michigan and Colorado have already made their decisions on whether to keep Trump on their ballots. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office has issued a thin ice warning after an incident on Wednesday morning. Officials say the incident happened around 7:30 a.m. on Fireside Lake in the township of Big Bend. Three people went out onto the lake to go ice fishing when one fell through the ice. Residents from the area managed to pull the person out of the water with ropes and a sled before emergency services arrived. The person who fell through was treated and taken to a hospital in Rice Lake. It's the first ice incident in the county this season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the start of inland trout early catch and release season is approaching. Residents can target any of Wisconsin's four inland trout species from January 6th to May 3rd, but can only use artificial tackle, and all trout caught must be immediately released. A valid 2023-2024 fishing license and an inland trout stamp will be required, which can be obtained through the Department of Natural Resources license portal or through an authorized license agent. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But it's feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You could see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline, but then when I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles or flurries this morning. Some gradual clearing here by late this afternoon. Our high today, 38. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 40. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So I want to ask the question about happiness, right? You know, people go their entire lives without being happy. So I don't know if there are any books written about what happiness is. And what your purpose on this planet is. But I think they go hand in hand. Understanding your purpose and happiness are synonymous. Somebody else's purpose, somebody else's happiness is not yours. And all of us are charged with finding that in our walk, you know, in this thing called life. I don't care who you are. I don't care how wealthy you are. You know, I don't care how much education you have. You know, I don't care any of those things, about any of those things. But your happiness is your responsibility, not anybody else's. I don't know everything. So, you know, we can have a conversation. We can have a dialogue. You've been living a little while. Then you know what makes you happy. It's not about somebody else. It's nobody else's responsibility to make you happy. It is your charge as a human being who's been given the gift of life, the most precious of all gifts, to find what makes you happy. And the most hurtful thing is a human being who goes through this life and never finds what makes them happy, never finds their purpose in life. Now, your purpose in life and your happiness, that doesn't always come with age. You can't, well, if you live long enough, you'll find that negative. Absolutely not. That is not what it is. Well, I got to live to be, you know, 99. And, you know, and I still didn't find what made me happy. Maybe you've been looking in the wrong places. Maybe you've been listening to the wrong people. 844-967-2789. You know, I always say, you know, hey, I'm going to have a conversation with or without callers. And you can certainly challenge what I'm saying. And we can have a conversation, but I know I'm right on point. Your happiness is your responsibility. Well, you know, I've been married and my wife don't make me happy. Well, what? Your wife doesn't make you happy. It's not your wife's responsibility to make you happy, man. Well, my husband, he don't make me happy. Hey, what are you talking about? It's not your husband's responsibility to make you happy. That's your responsibility. Well, you know, the job I'm on, the boss, you know, he's always on my case, and, you know, I can't ever get things done because of hey, man, woman, it's not your boss's job to make. Well, my kids, they get on my nerves, and I can't, you know, I can't get anything done because, hey, you had the children. Okay, they're your responsibility. You got to find happiness in this life. It's bountiful. It's all around you and me. Happiness is there. Well, I'm not happy because I don't have a truckload of money. Well, if you think having a truckload of money makes you happy, those are the things I'm talking about. Happiness is not derived from having a lot of money. Well, you know, I'd like to have a Rolls Royce. Oh, okay. So you having a Rolls Royce, you somehow think that's going to make you happy. It may temporarily. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. If I went outside and somebody had dropped off a Rolls Royce for me, you know, and I would say, wow, man, what a beautiful, beautiful car, man. I got a Rolls Royce. Hey, but when I got in it and, you know, and drove home, it couldn't do anything more for me than the car I got sitting outside right now. I get in it, it takes me where I want to go, and then I get out of it. So when I love my Rolls Royce and my love is for my thing, I've got to watch it all the time, man. I can't go away. I park my Rolls Royce. I can't go the way I'm going because I got to watch my Rolls Royce. Somebody might scratch it. Loving temporal things will never give you happiness because temporal things get old and have to be replaced. True love, commitment, understanding, what this life is, it's where your happiness is derived from. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you. This is Pastor Earl. good morning.
Hey, Earl.
Hey, good morning to you, man. How you doing?
I've been listening to your sermon, yeah. You know, see, I agree with you to a point, but I do believe that it is my job to make my wife happy and my kids happy and my employees happy. My employees love me. You know why? Because I tell them what a great job they do all the time. And when I tell them they do a great job all the time, they sit there and they work so stinking hard. There's no time. If it's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock, they don't whine about it. They just know that the job has to be done and they work hard. That's the same philosophy that I had when I was working for somebody. I worked as hard as I could. You know why? Because my boss took care of me, and he treated me well, gave me compliments. But the fact is, you know, you say it's your responsibility to be happy, but I agree. It's how your outlook on life is. But I do believe that it is my responsibility to make my wife happy and my kids happy and
okay, so let me say this.
Well, we do agree.
No, we don't agree because the person I work for, I'm not looking for that person to make me happy. I work for that person. So working for that person and what inspires me in my life and what I need as a human being is not derived by the place where I work. And because the boss or the person that I work for makes me happy, what happens if I leave that boss and go somewhere else? Your happiness is bigger than any of those things. Man, you got to be able to understand the fact that you breathe in, you know, oxygen. You take it in. And you're able to be alive. Man, being alive should be enough to make you happy. Because what's the alternative? And so all those things that we, you know, have gotten to a point where we think those things, right? You know, well, I got, you know, all these different things. I got the ski boat. I got the snowmobile. I got the summer cottage, you know. And, you know, and so, come on, man. How many things can you have? Things can't make me happy. Things aren't what makes people happy. They may temporarily do that, but long-term happiness is not for me to make my wife happy. It's not for her to make me happy. Not for my children. Those things are your responsibility and yours alone. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to comment about your earlier hours topic.
Go ahead.
The issue as far as the schools go and the police officer, we didn't have to worry about that till COVID happened. We found out the kids can't read. That's part of the problem. That's the issue
CJ, listen, really. One has nothing to do with the other. Whether or not COVID came or not does not matter when we're talking about a book that somebody said was in a library and we're so, you know, delusional that somebody goes and gets a law enforcement officer to go into the school and look for a book. That has nothing to do with COVID, man. That's got to do with insanity.
One instance. The issue is most kids, many kids, we found out can't read and they're graduating. That's the issue to me.
Hey, CJ, so, that's been going on long before COVID. Are you aware of that? The fact that students today and comparing them globally in America and the educational advancements of our students has lagged long before COVID, my friend.
Can I respond?
Go ahead.
Yeah, they certainly have. But we found out that kids weren't being taught to read. They were being taught social issues and divide and conquer.
CJ, man, when was the last time you were in a school? I told you, I spent 12 years in the public schools, never saw any of what you're talking about. I was there. I guarantee you weren't there. You're going by what somebody said. But thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. Hang on. We're not going off the cliff.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
93.5 The Tap.
Ain't nothing I can say, nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means it's me, what's getting burned? 'Cause I could never.
If I came back and was reincarnated, I want to be Lenny Williams. Man, listen to that voice. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. What makes you happy? Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. How you doing?
Good morning. I didn't call in yesterday, so I'm making up my quota.
Hey, that's okay, man. That's okay, man. We don't. Calvin, do you count it?
No, we're always happy to take Stephen's call.
All right, man. Go ahead, Stephen. Thank you for listening, man.
So, a couple quick things. I was driving here in Green Bay as I do for my job. I'm actually a DoorDash driver, so I'm driving all around the city. And I saw a big billboard that said WGBW, the Earl Ingram Show. And I was like, wait a minute, I know who that is.
Really?
So, a billboard? Yeah.
Wow, man. Nobody told me. But thank you.
Oh, well, here you go.
All right, yeah. Man. Thank you. How am I doing?
You're doing great. This is what I got to say about happiness. My grandma said when I was young, and unfortunately she died while she was young of cancer, so she didn't make it past my young years, but she said something and it stuck with me my whole life, and the older I get, the more true I find out. She said, she looked at me and she said, Stephen, if you wait on someone else or something to make you happy, you're going to constantly be disappointed. And it is the most true thing, because other people, whether it be, you know, your job or whatever it be.
Your spouse.
Their main objective in life isn't to make you happy. And if that's what you're getting into a relationship for, you're going to be in a world of hurt because that's not a primary function of that role. You have to find happiness and make happiness for yourself. And if you can't do that, that's the first thing you need to work on, because I believe that starts the ball rolling on everything else.
Stephen, how old are you, man? How old are you?
28.
You're wise beyond years, man. You know, because people go through their whole lives not learning that lesson.
Yeah, I had a different upbringing than most. It caused me to grow up at a young age.
Yeah.
So,
well, man,
I've been told that.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. I wish I had more time, but thank you, man. Thank you for listening and let people know. Let's go to Jean from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Jean. How you doing?
Good morning, Pastor Earl. Very good sermon this morning. I loved it. You know, one of the things, too, is, you know, when people are having bad days or when things are overwhelming, there could always be worse.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What about it can be like, oh, man, I'm thankful for what I have. One little itty-bitty thing that brings you up really can be a positive. And thankful for what you have. on this day, thankful for one thing. You know, I really do believe that that can bring through, and also health. People who are healthy, you know, a lot of times people get overwhelmed trying to pay the bills and do the different things, but they're able to do it. They don't have to depend on anybody, and they can do it. And they can do one thing for themselves. It's so important because, you know, I was going to comment to CJ, you know, and I really have to because, you know what, we got enough issues in our country, in our state, in our world to stop blaming people. You know, we got to work together here. This is ridiculous. And the point of it is that we all can work together to make our state, our areas better, but we got to quit. You know, and I do it because I get frustrated and I hate bullies. I when I was a kid, I watched kids get bullies, and my whole life I was going to be a school psychologist so I could help the bullied kids. And another thing, bullying is the reading issue.
So let me ask you.
Darn it, I worked in the schools. There are reading issues. There have been reading issues forever, so stick that one in the ground and bury it because it's ridiculous.
So, Gene, do you think Donald Trump was bullied, or do you think he's a bully?
Oh, I definitely think he's a bully. I definitely think that he does not feel for other people.
So you don't you don't think he was bullied?
Well, I think that Donald Trump is a complicated guy. I've never seen anything like him.
I took the eye off the ball. I took the eye off the ball. Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. As always, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. You know, happiness, as one of your callers said, is a state of mind.
Yes.
I run Christian leadership groups, and I have a motto, attitude of gratitude. If we can't take personal stock, kind of like what Gene said, in our lives, and find all that we have, not what we have not, but all that we have, and even CJ has a lot. He's been extremely blessed, but he's got to open his eyes and see what he has, not what he doesn't have, what he does have. And his life would be a lot more fulfilling. People that gravitate to stuff like Fox News and Newsmax and that, they spin the wheel of crisis every day. And every day they got a different crisis, from the border to the, oh, this and that is wrong and that's wrong. And I understand why people get depressed and can't see the light. But you have to, if you want to make a change, as Michael Jackson said in the song,
if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Start with the man in the mirror. Yes, sir.
Amen. And have a wonderful day, Earl. And Pastor Earl, you just keep on preaching because we're listening.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. I'm serious about this subject. Because people go through their entire, I've seen people leave this earth without being happy, without ever being happy. And it just is mind boggling to me. So we got to take a hiatus, but don't go anywhere because, you know, I got a lot of other stuff to talk about, but I don't want to let this one go yet. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse is out of a job after appearing in pornographic videos online. Gao was planning to step down this spring, but the Board of Regents placed him on administrative leave after a three-hour meeting last night. Young people of color are still going to jail or prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say the root causes of youth crime are often systemic.
Sometimes they cause violence and cause damage to their communities that none of us should be tolerating or living with. But I think that we really need to ask, what is it that's driving their offending? And what is it that's going to help cure those problems?
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Bloomer Police Department is looking for the public's help in bringing some warmth to their pound. In a Facebook post, the department called on residents to search their homes for unwanted blankets or large towels to donate to the pound. Officials say they went through several blankets this year and need the community's help to restock. Anybody who is interested in donating some of their old unwanted blankets or large towels can drop them off right in the lobby of the police department on 15th Avenue at any time. The United Way of Wisconsin has announced a new confidential phone service to connect residents with critical resources. 211 Wisconsin will help residents find food, housing, transportation, utility assistance, and interpersonal violence community-based service providers. The search tool has been designed to make it as simple as possible to connect Wisconsinites with the services that they need in each county. The navigation tool will be free for anybody to use as an enhancement of a local service. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but I'm proud of myself for that. But been feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles or flurries this morning. Some gradual clearing here by late this afternoon. Our high today, 38. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 40. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
Five long years, we have been together. Love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather.
I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good. But you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough. But you shouldn't be talking about giving up. Turning loose might be right, it seems. The wrong decision will spoil all.
All right, I forgot I got a radio show to do. Oh, man. Man, now you see why I want to be Lenny Williams, man. Come on, man. Can you imagine, you know, having a voice like that and having a horn section and a band like that behind you, man, and being able to make that happen? Anyway, 844, talking about things that make you happy. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, finding your own happiness. And it is your and my responsibility to find that ourselves as human beings. If you can't find happiness in the creation, if you believe in that, right, then, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you doing?
Earl and Calvin, I want to wish you both a grateful new year. And that's a special word from Bill of Economoke that I was listening for. I've got a picture in my kitchen that shows a little barefooted child of color. He's got a smile on his face, and he's holding his hands in a meditative pose. And the quote says, it's not happy people who are grateful. It is grateful people who are happy. Your comments off the air. Thank you.
Well, you know, Mary, you know, how can... What can I say, you know, when perfection, that's at the root of, and words have meanings. And when you listen to them and apply them, and then there's nothing more to be said, because it's that simple. It really is that simple. And for people who live, let me put it this way, people who live in squalor, in different parts of the world, who don't have access to things, do you think for 1 minute they're walking around, well, you know, I don't have my Apple Watch. Oh. Well, you know, I want an Apple Watch, but it costs what, $300 or $400, but I can't get my Apple Watch, so I'm not happy. And I want. I want a big diamond ring. I want a big old diamond rings, you know, that sparkles. And, you know, my neighbor's got one, but it's not as big as I got to get one that's bigger than hers. Okay, so, you know, I got a house. It works for me and my wife and my two children. There's 3 or 4 bedrooms. And, you know, it's nice to live. But that's not good enough. Because my friend, they just built one down, you know. Well, I got to go and come on. That's what we're dealing with. And that's why you can't find happiness, because you're trying to find happiness in things. I've lived long enough to figure that out, and so I believe I'm ahead of the game, knowing that much. I don't know a lot. I know a little about a lot of things. I don't master in anything. Like I said, I've been with my wife. We've been together, what? How old am I? 69? We've been together 50 some odd years. You know, known one another. And if I say to you all listening, I've mastered relationships, she'll say, oh, don't you say that. Cause it ain't so. You know, it's not for me to master a relationship. You know, maybe some of you have been able to do it, but I haven't. But what I have mastered is caring about other people and serving other people. And that's where my happiness is derived from. My wife will tell you that now. She will tell you that. And that's always been who I am, even as a child. But I learned that at an early age, and it's why I've been happy in my life. Right? Even without things. There was a time I didn't have any things, but I was still happy. That's where we've got to get to. Now, I'm not saying that in a nation like ours, that people should be living in squalor. There's more than enough to go around. There just is, if we understood. Okay, but so I'm going to move on from that. 844-967-2789. I just think it's important that you, as we go into 2024, that you find, if you haven't thus far, find your happiness. You, not anybody else, you find your happiness. And if all of us did that, we wouldn't need nuclear weapons. We wouldn't need to be dealing with what we're dealing with now. You know, there's, for heaven's sakes, there's a war on the horizon. There's a major war on the horizon, and if somebody doesn't fix it, we're going to be in a major war next year. I'm not talking about what's going on in Israel. I'm not talking about what's going on in Ukraine. I'm talking about a war that's brewing eventually between Iran and the United States. It's coming. If somebody doesn't figure this out. But anyway, you know, next year, I'm going to take CJ again. CJ, go ahead. But man, please, before we get started, don't say, well, people are safer when Republicans are in office and this wouldn't have happened under Donald Trump. Okay, so go ahead. I stole your thunder.
Earl, I'd love to have a conversation with you. And God bless you, sir, because you do take my call. Because I call all the hosts, but
well, we just okay. We just man. Let's it's you and I, man. You and I right now.
Okay. Thank you. Faith, family, and patriotism. We're losing that in our world.
Hey, let me. We're losing Let me ask you, what's patriotism? What is that? Define that for me. And why that's important.
Why that should be
with family. Go ahead.
Well, gratitude. We got the lottery, Earl, when we were born in this country. And the freedom to say what they want. But, you know, I've seen our country dis. We've seen it in our universities. We now know what they've been teaching by the leaders of these universities. And it's sad. We're losing faith in family. We're losing.
And that's because it was being taught in the universities. I'm trying to understand.
That's being taught by the parents of kids who, regardless whether they stay married or not, they should be married. They should. It should be harder to get divorced than it is to get married. But they make it easy to get married and easier to get divorced today. Patriotism. I believe, yeah, we're not a perfect nation, but we are truly the most blessed nation to have the ability to create your own path. And that's being, deterred, that people are looking for the government to solve all their problems. No, they should look to their parents to help them and be taught them to personal responsibility. And, you know, I wish I had a dollar for every time my dad could have told me, I told you so. Because I would have been a lot wealthier if I would have listened more
to him. So that's what your definition of patriotism is? Personal responsibility?
My definition of patriotism is the love of country and belief that we are blessed to be here. And that's not taught today. That's not taught in our schools. They've taken pledge of allegiance.
So let me say this to you, man, because my definition of patriotism is to challenge a nation when she's wrong. And our nation have the courage to challenge a nation when she's wrong. And our nation has been wrong. And to say that blindly, that, you know, and we're not going to talk about the injustices of our nation because we're patriots, is, to me, that's part of the major issues that we're dealing with. When you see things that aren't just and aren't right, to say, well, you know, we're Americans and you know, that's okay because we're living the greatest nation on earth. So I'm a patriot. I'm going to, you know, red, white, and blue and wave the flag. No. We live in a nation that affords us the opportunity to say when she's on the wrong moral footing. And it takes courage to do that. It doesn't take any courage to wave a flag, my friend. None whatsoever.
A wrong way to question it, Earl. There's a right way and a wrong way.
And what is that? And what is that, CJ?
Well, it's not to stand by and watch what's going on right now in the universities, at the border, in our justice system.
Okay, CJ. Man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I really do. I don't hate America, man. Listen, there's no place in the world I'd rather live than here. Nowhere. I'm not foolish. I mean, I get a chance to come here on these airways and give my opinion on things. I couldn't do that everywhere. Man, I'm not unmindful of that. I'm not. But that doesn't mean because of that, we have to speak lockstep. And we have to all agree. And if I didn't agree, if I didn't, you know, fall in line, there'd be somebody outside the door waiting for me. I'm given this opportunity by this nation, but more so by the owners of this radio station. I'm not unmindful of that, man. These aren't my airwaves. And I'll never, ever forget that. I understand that. Tomorrow or even later on today, they can say, hey, Earl, man, you got to go. And I'm going to say, man, thank you very much for the opportunity. Because I know this is not mine. But during the time that I'm here and am given the privilege of having the conversation and dialogue with you, I'm going to give my honest opinion on things. That's for sure. 844-967-2789 is the number. Hang on. We'll come back on the other side.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nilsson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jean from Eau Claire. Welcome back, Jean.
Thank you, Earl. I'm sorry to call back, but there's just something that just really bothers me about what your previous caller said. And it just, it's a
you know
scary
what?
Thing.
I don't even remember who my previous caller was. But anyway, go ahead.
That's okay. You'll understand when I say it. Okay. You know, there is no such thing as perfection in our society and in people. There will never be, no matter what. But one of the things is when other people judge people on their own standards that they have set, and other people don't fit in, and they crucify them.
Right.
It's really dysfunctional. And when people talk about, oh, we have to, people are getting divorced, and, oh, you know, if people didn't get divorced, or if, you know, if people were strict with their kids and beat them, you know, stuff like this. I mean,
hey Jean, I hate to cut you off, but I got a full bank of calls, and I want to try to get them all in. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Haven't talked in a while.
Yes, sir.
You know, my take on people to the right politically who are just like apocalyptic about all these things they imagine are happening or are happening, but they're conflating what's happening into some kind of disaster and not something we can't work out like we did in the past. My take on that is, and this may pertain to the second to the last caller you had, Mr. CJ, or it may not, but here's the deal. Do you remember that movie, it was a movie about a rock and roll band, and it was a satire, it was a comedy. The name will come to me in a minute. But one of the jokes in the movie was that they were such a good rock band that whenever they played, they turned their they didn't just turn their amplifiers up to 10. They had them specially altered so that they could turn the volume up to 11. I think that's what these guys are like by and large. I mean, some of them are true believers, but some of them just like to make as much noise as possible. And if 10 isn't enough, they'll turn it to 11 or 12 or 13. it doesn't matter, you know, that there are solutions or compromises that could be made. They just want to yell. And if you came up with, if you just said, okay, we're just going to give it all to you just the way you want, they still wouldn't be satisfied.
You know, Ron, it's one of the reasons, and, you know, and thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. I really do. Let's go to Karina. Karina, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, you know what? I tell you this. I have a respect for marriage as an institution, but who wants to live in an institution, right? So we have to make for a betterment of a realm, okay? Like you say, nation. We have to be able to agree to disagree.
Yes.
And agree to disagree with understanding that we're not going to go after each other. To be honest, to be agree or disagree. And see what is the better for the country, for Rome, for a people, for a relationship around us. And make a decision on that position, not what is best for my party, for my people. For who I represent.
Hey, Karina, I wish I had more time, but you just hit the nail square on the head. You know, thank you very much. Tom, you got the last of it, my friend.
Yeah, Earl. You know, if ifs and buts were candy or nuts.
What a wonderful world.
Yes. You know, CJ talks about having this perfect family. Well, I'm sorry, some people weren't born into the lucky sperm club. Where the family is all put together nice and neat and everything like that, like maybe his family, I don't know. But there's a lot of other people out there that don't have it. But I do think about when he talks about border and he talks about this, how insignificant the things that he talks about really are.
Well, when I'm talking about happiness, your own happiness, none of those things even enter my mind, right?
Earl, 100%. 2024, I'm a happy person. I've been a happy person my whole life.
Hey, Tom, man, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. But thank all of you, you know, who make the show go. I can't do this alone. And, you know, Calvin and I can't do it alone. But we can if we have to, you know. I mean, you know, my wife will tell you, you can wake me up at 2:00 in the morning and I'll talk until 10:00 tonight. Just sorry, it's the gift that I have, and hopefully I'll make some sense. But you know, the truth of the matter is, this conversation is dialogue, is give and take, and so that's what makes, I think, good radio. And I'm not here solely for good radio, but I'm certainly here because I think I have something of value and importance to say, as it relates to our day to day walk in our lives, and so that's what I'm about. Average, everyday people. I'm a blue-collar guy, man. I don't ever want people to forget that. I'm a guy who, you know, spent 34 years in industry. I worked in the auto industry. And so, listen, I'm on cloud nine, man. You know, I got an opportunity to do something that people, you know, have all kind of degrees doing. I don't have any of that. I got a degree in life, though, and understanding the value of it. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Carol Kane and Jane Madner on As Goes Wisconsin.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square Ball Drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, and this just into CBS News, where the